Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now available for download. Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
I have a question.
Hopefully I'll have an answer.
Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers just fire his agent?
Why?
He seems like such a turd. I mean, you know, they don't seem to get along. He doesn't like him. He's always got the Bluetooth in. Like, I don't get it. Like, why does he just, I mean, he likes the State Farm agent so much. Why doesn't he fire his regular?
I know. Good point.
I've been wondering that for a few years now. And now it's like they're back again for another round of commercials.
Yeah.
He should have gone with Brian Patrick Mahomes. He reps Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. I would just fire him.
He should have got J.K. Simmons, got his insurance.
That's right. Like Ricky Fowler. Yeah, maybe you should make the switch.
I know.
All right, 248-539-9797. A lot of discussion about the timeout this week. I wrote a blog for the Free Press about how, you know, like it or not, Matt Patricia is now, he's there. Congratulations, Matt. No matter what happens the rest of your career, you now have your moment. Whether it's his fault or Bevel's fault, doesn't really matter. You're the head coach. The timeout was called. And it, I don't even think the timeout was that bad. I really don't. But what, unfortunately for Patricia and for Bevel, the timeout happened after the play was, not after the play was snapped, but we saw the play.
Exactly.
If the timeout had just been called and no play had been run, I don't even think we'd be talking about it.
No, probably not.
But because they had this unbelievable play where somebody most Lions fans had never even heard of before was wide open and had easily a first down, maybe a touchdown, and almost certainly would have clinched the game, it just added to the lore.
And if for some reason they didn't come up with a such a ridiculous play the next play.
Yeah, if they'd gotten a first down.
We wouldn't be talking about it either.
Right.
So
100%.
So you're right. Matt Patricia is now on the Wall of Fame.
Congratulations, Matt. I know you're thrilled about that.
I know.
So it got us to thinking, and I guess Mike did this a little bit yesterday on his show as well. What is the single most Lions moment in your mind? And it doesn't even have to be in your life, because I know there's a lot of the things that have happened before some people, some fans were born, not all, but some.
I have one key question.
There's no question, Stoney.
The only question is it have to be on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Barry faxing in his retirement does not count.
Well, I guess. Yeah, I think so. Because I think SOL, whenever we say SOL, it usually, although then again.
Yeah.
The Silver Dome not exploding. Which is one of my favorite moments in the history of the world. I guess. So, yeah.
Okay.
But let's keep it light, okay? I don't want any of the off-field stuff that wasn't.
Oh, Eric Andelson.
Yeah, that was going to be mine, actually.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable going there. I want to be able to laugh at every entry, not to.
So Chuck Hughes.
No. Like, the timeout to me doesn't even make the top 10.
No, it's not even close.
I mean, because it's, I don't think it's inherently a bad call. I think at that point in the game, you're trying to run out the clock. You're trying to be as careful as possible. You need a first down, and you don't want to go 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
So it looks bad because of everything that transpired after it, but I don't think it's even a top 10.
No. Well, take away my death answers.
Sorry.
That's okay.
How about this?
Yeah.
Anything is fair game unless it involves personal human tragedy. How about that?
Okay.
Well,
I don't want to steal people's thunder, but.
My answer was the first two callers to call in.
Yeah. I mean.
So let's just go right to Matt on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
What do you got for us?
Well, what I decided to do was I had to go with a timeout. Another timeout, taking the win in overtime. Because I feel it has to be self-inflicted.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear
go
you.
Go ahead. It has to be self-inflicted.
Yeah,
we got you.
It's
okay.
I feel it had to be self-inflicted. So I figured taking the win in overtime.
That's right up there. That's top two or three.
It's you know, it can't be like the process, because that's not self-inflicted, in my opinion. So that's why I had to go with self-inflicted, taking the win. You lost the game because of the decision you made, which is an absurd decision.
I agree with you on your definition. The process to me is not, it doesn't even make the list, because the Lions did everything right, and the league took it away from them. That's not on the Lions. That's on the stupid rule that still hasn't been clarified, really, to me. So, you know, it's not like Calvin Johnson pulled a DeSean Jackson and fumbled the ball at the half-yard line. He scored a legitimate touchdown after their quarterback went down on the road in the opener. They did everything right, and it was taken away from them. So this, to me, I like what Matt said there. And can I just say real quick on the taking of the wind?
Yeah.
One of my real favorite parts of the taking of the wind was the following day when Marty Morningweg had a list that was prepared for him of other great coaches who had chosen not to take the ball in overtime. And it was like, all right. It was a stupid decision. Let's not try
to defend it. The best trivia question about that is, what stadium did that take place in?
Yeah, Memorial Stadium in Champaign.
Well, that's part of it.
I know, exactly.
The fact that it happened there.
Yeah, at a college stadium, because the Bears were renovating Soldier Field that year.
Mine actually is, it's self-inflicted. It caused them not to advance. And it's Eddie Murray's field goal. To me, you couple just, the missed field goal, okay. Mm-hmm. But you couple that with the shot of Monty Clark praying. That, to me, that one shot sums up the Detroit Lions.
And he was such a good kicker.
Yes.
And it was only 43 yards.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had a chance to overcome Danielson's 5 picks in the game and still win at San Francisco with Montana.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
All there. The praying added to it.
Right.
If it had just been a missed field goal. But you're right, by Eddie Murray, who's one of the all-time greats, then there's a missed field goal. But to have Monty Clark praying is what... definitely added to it.
What about with this top Sunday's timeout? That's just the simple fact that Joey came in the Ford Field with Nick Saban and won.
And the Lions taunted him before the game by playing Piano Man. We'll put it on the list.
It's not the best, but I was just trying to think of, honorable mentions.
Yes, no doubt.
We are trying to leave personal and human tragedy out of this, but I do have to mention the ticket text 97136. The fact that the Fords bought the Lions on the day that JFK was assassinated, that is rather remarkable.
So personal misfortune, Chuck Hughes' death, Eric Andelsek's death, Mike Utley and Reggie Brown, they don't qualify.
Utley and Reggie Brown were awful injuries that happened during the game.
I know.
But I don't, Eric Andelsek was on the verge of a long, distinguished career.
Yes.
And Chuck Hughes, the only player in the history of football dying on the field.
Which is that was going to be number one until we decided not to do it, because that is so SOL.
Right.
Only the Lions would have the only player dying during a game.
But Mike Utley and Reggie Brown, while horrible, that's like Ryan Shazier or Dennis Byrd. I mean, those are just bad things that happen. The fact that Reggie's happened in that particular game after Barry had set the record, not the record, but gotten over 2,000 yards. They were beating the Jets to go to the playoffs. That was significant.
But it put a little cloud over a great individual moment, just like Utley did.
Oh, absolutely.
Utley did over their best season.
Absolutely. The Silver Dome that day was the loudest I'd ever heard it when Barry got over 2,000. And then it just went silent, let's go to Matt in Warren on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have what I think is the most SOL moment ever. At the end of the 2000 season, all the Lions had to do to make the playoffs was beat, I believe, a 4-11 Chicago Bears team. I could be wrong about that. And they didn't. It was the Paul Edinger field goal, I say. It was the SOL moment. And which, of course, William Clay Ford called that one of the most devastating losses in Lions history, clearing the way for the hiring of Matt Millen.
Correct. And that was a horrible moment. You know what else was interesting?
Were the Bears 4-11 that year? I don't remember that.
They were bad.
It was something like that.
Okay.
But in that game, which led to the Edinger moment, was the fact that Charlie Batch got hurt, and they had to bring in the great Stoney Case to play quarterback to finish the game, and he's horrible.
And didn't Herman have
Herman Moore had a big drop in that
drop,
game.
Big drop, yeah. Let's go to Andy and Warren. Andy's got an all-timer here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Andy?
How about Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone?
That's SOL.
That's SOL, 100%.
I think we watched
the Lions in 75, and I've never seen that.
Right. I mean, look, it's funny. Most of the ones that have come up to this point, not the Edinger field goal, because that was the difference of them making the postseason or not. The Marty taking the wind happened amidst a, 2-14 season?
Right.
The Orlovsky happened in the 0-16 season. I mean, they were going to lose anyway.
Right.
Right? I mean, so what's the difference? How does – yes, Orlovsky is truly awful, but I almost feel like the SOL moment should have some –
Well, that's why I picked the Eddie Murray missed field goal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, they might have lost the next week in Washington to the Redskins.
like they
always do.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that thought as well. All right. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. Once we have concluded this poll of our callers on the ticket text and the phones, we will put a little Twitter poll up and we'll decide by the end of the show what is the most SOL moment of all time. LaFontaine, the family deal. You know all about the family deal. LaFontaine makes sure that they treat you like family. It's how they treat their employees. It's how they treat their customers. It's how they treat basically everybody in the communities that they serve. And they serve plenty of communities, including Lansing, where they have a brand new LaFontaine Buick GMC of Lansing, formerly known as Glenn Bugie Buick GMC. They now have a third dealership in Lansing to round out the big three. But really, when you talk about the LaFontaines, you are talking about treating everybody like family. From the moment you first go online to familydeal.com or first walk onto one of their lots, you know that you are being treated like family. So LaFontaine, the family deal. To learn more about the LaFontaines, to learn more about the car buying experience, go to familydeal.com. Shop thousands of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. It's LaFontaine, the family deal. It's not just what you get, it's how you feel.
97.1, The Ticket. Traffic.
Brought to you by Big B Coffee. A couple of trouble spots in our work zones. 75 northbound at 11 mile. Watch for an accident on the left shoulder there. Slow from about 696. Southbound 75, actually northbound 75 at Rochester. A right shoulder crash there. Eastbound 94 at Middlebelt. Watch for a wreck in that work zone. You're slow back to Hagerty. And 94 eastbound after Little Mac. Left lane and shoulder blocked by this crash. Minor delay through there. It's the Big B season for drinks. Head into a locally owned and operated Big B coffee location near you and try Big B's signature fall drinks. Pumpkin spice latte, caramel apple cider, or the cheesecake latte. Stop into your nearest Big B coffee shop today. This is Catherine Leslie in the WWJ 24-Hour Traffic Center.
Your season ticket to Detroit sports. 97.1, The Ticket. This CBS Sports Minute is brought to you by North Bloomfield Properties.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Odell Beckham Jr. is on the clock, so to speak, folks. Surely the NFL uniform police will find some obscure bylaw that will force the diva wide receiver to keep his $350,000 limited edition wristwatch in the locker room safe. Then he'll cast himself yet again as a victim. Now, we've seen this movie before, haven't we? Beckham wore his plastic timepiece in Sunday's 30-point loss to Tennessee, but I wonder what was more important to him, his 7 receptions for 71 yards or the 7 million words written about his latest bling fling. So why does Beckham behave this way? Is he just immature and foolish? That would be the best case, I guess. Is he playing to the media to keep his OBJ brand in the public eye? Or is his relentless attention seeking some disguised cry for help? I'm not a therapist, so I'm not equipped to say. Paging Dr. Phil. Now that would be a program that I'd want to watch. A Boomer Esiason.
Better sleep can benefit basically anybody. That's why Casper created Sleptember. Yes, you heard me right. Sleptember, an entire month dedicated to rest and relaxation. From outrageously comfortable, award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, and duvets, Casper is transforming the way we sleep. The Casper mattress is an award-winning balance of comfort and support. Four layers of premium foam are designed to provide pressure relief for all-night comfort. Zone Support is designed to provide extra support to keep your back aligned. With bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed now. Casper has everything you need to build the bed of your dreams and rest easy with free shipping and free returns. Get a Casper, like I did, and try yours for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com and use the code SPORTS for $100 towards the purchase of select mattresses. That's Casper.com, code SPORTS, and get $100 towards the purchase of select mattresses. Terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms.
So your daughter comes home from college and is super excited to show you her ring. Not just any ring, the ring. Time to start planning. Life is full of milestones. Good thing there's a full-service bank to help you make the most of each. From mobile payments to personal loan advisors, at Comerica, every account comes with the tools, knowledge, and one-on-one support you need every step of the way. That's full-service banking, only at Comerica Bank. Raising expectations since 1849. Learn more at Comerica.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS ID 480990.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update.
The deals continue to fall. This week only, Flame Furnace is offering 25% off inspections and 15% off any residential HVAC equipment. The sooner you schedule, the better the deal you receive. Call Flame at 888-234-2340 or go to flamefurnace.com.
The Detroit Tigers host the New York Yankees this week at Comerica Park. At 97.1 The Ticket, Street Team will be at Gate A before the games. Carson Anderson broadcast live today starting at 10 a.m. Call 866-66-TIGER or visit Tigers.com for your tickets to any Tigers home game.
Your teams, your life, your sports station.
97.1 The Ticket.
All right, too many ticket texts to go through. 97136. Honorable mentions, replay overturns that refs would never make to other franchises. We've talked plenty of times about the Marcus Pollard touchdown, not a touchdown in Tampa Bay.
Right.
But I totally forgot about this one. The Sam Congato safety in that Sunday night game
Packer
in
game.
Green Bay, right?
Yeah. Horrible call.
Yes. List of SOL draft picks. Roy Williams, Charles Rogers, Mike Williams, Ernie Sims, Brandon Pettigrew, on and on and
on. I'm putting Roy Williams in that list. I'm sorry. That was a decent draft pick. He was a good player.
And a good trade. Yeah. How about Jim Schwartz throwing the challenge flag on a non-challengeable play?
That
would have been reviewed, particularly because literally the exact same thing happened the week before in like a Falcon game, I think. I think Mike Smith, like almost literally the week before or 4 days earlier because it was on Thanksgiving Day. The Bears were 4-11 going into the final game of the season. Thank you very much. And you know how it's funny how you remember things and then you find out you were wrong about your memory? Mm-hmm. I could have sworn that Barry went over 2,000 before the Reggie Brown injury, but you and Greg both say no, that's not the case.
No, because I think the Barry thing was in the fourth quarter. Because I remember watching it go from my right to my left, as you look at the radio dial.
Well, there it is.
Barry had that. And then they had, and the Jets tried to come back, and Parcells was coaching the Jets, and they threw that ridiculous halfback option past Leon. I think Westbrook intercepted the end zone, I think.
Yeah, but I'm not sure he ever had possession. I remember there was like a controversy about the play. Like,
see?
Westbrook was juggling the ball and then went out of bounds.
We're talking about
that
in New York with SOJ, same old Jets.
That's right. Dennis Clarkston, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dennis?
Well, you guys, I'm really enjoying your show this morning. Thank you. I needed a good laugh, and you brought up so many memories. But I had two that were crazy, and it's close. The first one was when we had that team you were talking about in 83 that was fairly good. if you remember, in 84, everybody got permanent injury. All our all-pros got hurt that year and we're done, starting with Billy Sims. So that, I was like, man, we finally had a team, and then we lost all our starters. But the one moment that I'll never forget in Detroit history was Nate Burleson breaking his arm getting pizza.
You know what's funny? That is so funny you bring that up, Dennis. I remember when that happened, and the Lions had kind of gotten off to a decent start that year, and I had the same reaction. I'm not saying that was my breaking point as a Lions fan, but I remember when I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, that is just unbelievable. That blew me away when that happened.
Well, even what's-his-face, Fourier, who was actually a decent player, and he gets hurt, his career's over, and they would how he got the injury. Like, tripped over his dog. No, he was playing, like, I believe, volleyball or something.
Right, well, it's like when Sam Martin cut his foot, right? Yeah. They hid that injury as well.
Yeah.
Didn't he, like, step on a conch shell, allegedly, or something like that? And didn't Terry Fair trip over his dog going downstairs or something, right? Something like that.
No, he punch at a nightclub, he like punched the wall and broke his knuckle.
I thought that was Brian Griese. I always get the two confused.
Has going for two in Arizona been mentioned?
Not yet.
I think that one always gets pushed aside.
I know.
You're down 4 points and went for two.
Yes.
That's really good math.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's been some more innovative thinking with the 2-point conversion in the NFL these days. Like the Eagles last week, when they were up 21-20, scored a touchdown, and then went for two to make it a two-possession game.
Right, it makes sense.
I understand some of that thinking. This thinking made no sense. You were trying to come back in Arizona, and if they just would have taken the extra point, they'd have been down three, and you only needed a field goal.
But see, this is where I think that the Lions infiltrate it, right? Because let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they get the 2-point conversion and they kick a game-winning field goal to win the game.
No, that would have hit the upright and bounced off.
I know it would.
Right.
But then Bobby Ross would be hailed as some. Remember the Colts, Patriots. I think it was a Monday night game where Belichick went for it 4th and 2.
Oh yeah, he didn't
in his
it.
Own territory, and he threw a pass to Keith Byers. I think it was Keith Byers, and he got tackled. Was it Keith Byers? No. It was what's his face? Anyway, yeah, where Brady threw the pass, he got tackled for like a 1-yard gain. And so the Manning took over, and afterwards people were defending Belichick to the hilt. Now some people were attacking him, but a lot of people were defending him, saying it was the right play. You go for the win there, but instead the Colts got the ball and they scored to win the game.
Well, now analytics with the fourth down, people say did the right thing.
But my point is Belichick, because he's Belichick. Right. It's like, that is genius.
I remember Dallas did it in Philly too 1 year, and I don't believe they got it. That was years ago. But Jimmy Johnson did it in college, Miami, the famous Miami-Michigan game where they trailed 30-14.
Mm-hmm.
He went for it a 4th and 2 or 1 at his own 29. That's what started the comeback.
Yeah. Let's go to Ben in Flushing on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ben.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a couple of really quick ones, if I could. One, I'm surprised you sort of mentioned it, but it was Calvin fumbling and it gets swatted out the back of the end zone.
KJ Wright.
Now, I feel like it's the same old Lions thing. If it happens to the Lions and you're 100% not surprised that it happens to the Lions, and it would never happen to anybody else.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
I feel that right there. And then the other one would be Matt Flynn coming in and putting up 500 against the Lions.
That's right. If the Lions win that game, they get a home. Right. If the Lions win that game, they win the division, get a home field. I forget one or the other, but I think it cost them a home field.
Exactly. So that would mean that meant a lot more to that game. And he puts up a single season record against the Lions for the Packers, and it's a backup.
I think they get an easier playoff game.
Right.
I don't know that they would have gotten a road. They went to New Orleans.
Correct.
And played the Saints. I think they might have gone to like Tampa or something. I don't think they have a home game though.
Giants.
They go to New York to play the Giants. So no, I don't think they would have gotten a home game. Yeah. Matt Flynn versus Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Stafford played well that game.
It was a shootout. The Lions got screwed a little bit in that game too, because Jim Schwartz had to use challenges in the first half because the refs made a couple really bad calls and it cost him. Sean in White Lake on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sean.
Morning. Mine's definitely Orlovsky, for sure. I got one under the radar one, if you guys remember this one. The anniversary is actually coming up in about a month. When Schwartz came back as the Bills defensive coordinator, and they carried him out on their shoulders after they beat the Lions.
Because that moment is what Jamie believes keeps Jim Schwartz from being an NFL head coach.
Tell me I'm wrong.
There's no proof that can go up against your claim.
Has Jim Schwartz coached an NFL game? Has he been the coordinator for the number one ranked defense in the NFL?
Yeah.
Weren't the Eagles like number one one of those years?
Pretty close, yeah. Oh,
interesting. How many interviews has he gotten?
Not very many.
Oh. Gee, I wonder why that is. Because he was being paid by the Lions and yet somehow ordered his team to carry him off the field in the stadium.
You really believe he ordered them to do that?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because I don't think any players ever played for him actually liked him. So therefore, I don't think they would actually put him on their shoulders to carry him on.
I think it was too early in his tenure for them to dislike him that much. By the way, the one that I can't believe it hasn't been mentioned yet is the Cowboy playoff game with Pettigrew.
That's okay.
I mean, to me, that's right up there as well.
All right. Well, once we come back, let's do one more real quick. John and Shelby, 97, won the ticket. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
All of these are making me really, really contemplate why I am a Lions fan.
Yes.
But mine is the Falcons game of 17 when the 10-second runoff came. It's just something that only happens to the Lions. We're 2-1 at the time. Falcons are undefeated. We're on their 2-yard line. And the play gets stopped, and we're like, okay, well, we're going to punch it in next play. Nope, 10-second runoff, game over. And we're all standing there like, what?
Yes.
Like, we are the Washington Generals to everyone's Globetrotters.
I always tell people that story, John, because when we talk about what we do on the radio and what like people like to talk about, that weekend, I'll never forget that weekend. Okay, the following things happened that weekend. Brad Ausmus got fired. Jim Caldwell was given a contract extension. Wilton Spate broke his back at Purdue. Donald Trump called the NFL players sons of bitches and led to all the owners and all the protests and people standing on the sideline locking arms. And then that play happened. And the next morning on our show, that Monday morning, all we talked about was that stupid play.
I know.
We could have talked about 1,000 things, and it all came down to that one play and whether or not he was down in the end zone, et cetera, et cetera. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to compile these, and we'll put up a Twitter poll of maybe the top, how many can we do? Four. The top four moments, and then we will vote throughout the show. And at the end of the show, we'll have a winner, and they'll get a prize. Not really. Time for a sports update. It's 2 Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. 97 won the ticket.
WXYT FM and WXYT HD1 Detroit.
97 won the ticket.
A radio.com sports station. Sports headline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.